Donald Trump has been the first president in more than a century without a dog. Next week, Joe Biden restores the tradition with two German shepherds, Major and Champ. Major's story in particular is a wags to riches tale.
We had someone from the community reach out to us who had a litter of German Shepherd puppies, and they weren't doing well.
Patrick Carroll is executive director to the Delaware Humane Association. He says Major and his five litter mates were hospitalized for days.
They had gotten into a toxic substance. We're not sure what, but it was curable, but it just required medical care. So we put them into foster homes once we got them better.
One of those fosters was Joe Biden. Major found his forever home. Biden fully adopted him in November of 2018.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congratulations, bye, Major.
Major will be the first dog to go from a shelter to the White House. But he follows in the footprints of another rescue dog, Yuki.
He is the friendliest and the smartest and the most constant in his attentions of all the dogs that I've known.
That's President Lyndon Johnson, whose daughter picked up the pup at a gas station in Texas.
Do you want us to go? Come on, sing song.
Oh, you silly dog.
The Delaware Humane Association is holding a virtual inauguration for the first dog-elect on Sunday to benefit the shelter.
Major is highlighting adoption. I think also it's shining the light on all the resources that animal shelters bring to a community. So if you need pet food because you're struggling, or you need low-cost vaccinations to keep your pet healthy, all of the things that people need, they should see their shelter as a resource.
Carol says if Major is good enough for the White House, a shelter dog is good enough for your house.